But there were many odors she couldn't make out, and not all the odors were bad. Her nostrils picked up the sweet smell of jasmine and orange blossom. When she finally entered the market, Lottie was overwhelmed by what she saw. Everywhere, people were buying and selling almost everything imaginable. One vendor had Chinese shoes arranged on the ground in front of him, while the next vendor sold trousers and tunics, and the next dried fish, and the next fruits and vegetables, many of which Lottie had never seen. Lottie followed Martha around the market, her mouth agape at all she was seeing. Throughout the week, Lottie peppered Martha with questions about what it was like to live in Teng Chau, where they would soon be headed. She quickly found out that there were many differences between the two cities.
"Shanghai is a treaty port, as you know," Martha explained, "and many Western ideas are tolerated here. One clause of the treaty says that any foreigner or Chinese person can practice Christianity here freely. But once you get outside the treaty ports, it's not the case. Things are more difficult."
"What kind of difficulties do you have?" asked Lottie, fearing that Eddie had cast the work in Teng Chau in too bright a light.
"Well," Martha replied slowly, "it's not easy work, I'll give you that. We are often spat upon and called foreign devils."
She looked at Lottie and went on briskly.
"It's more a bluff than anything, but sometimes it does get out of hand. Last month, for example, your sister and I had to stop..."